The Mid-Murray Council's working with the state government to protect River Murray communities from floods and inundation. The newly sworn-in Mayor, Simone Bailey, joins me now. Hi there, Mayor.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. You've had a whirlwindish week. You're certainly inheriting a big job in the midst of a statewide emergency.
Yes, it's been quite challenging, but I'm ready for it. I want to support our community and do what we can to keep them safe.
Yeah, and I suppose it helps that you're stepping up from a deputy mayor position. So great to have the swearing-in ceremony yesterday. Everything go all right?
Yeah, it went really well. We've got a really community-focused council, so I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do over the next 4 years.
Yeah, and in the short term, it's all about this flood response, right? So obviously we've got this rescue package from the state government. What does that mean for our local communities, for Manham, for example?
We're beyond grateful. We wouldn't be able to afford levies without this assistance. So being able to protect some of our assets and the community is what we really were desperate for.
Right. So, yeah, tell us about that plan to build a levee bank through the town, rip up some bitumen through the main street of Manham.
Yes. So we're going to build a levee around the caravan park. When the ferries stop, it will go across the ferry crossing, around the visitor information centre, and then up the main street, up to about where the Pretoria is, and then one other levee on Marianne Reserve.
Right, so I imagine there'll be a bit of disruption to traffic and that sort of thing in the coming weeks. When's that getting underway?
There certainly will be. We're trying to do any parts of the levee that won't cause disruption first. So they've started on the Caravan Park and Arnold Park yesterday. The rest will probably be around the 5th of December.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I suppose there'll just be, you know, signposting and things like that people can get around in other ways.
That's right, yep. Yeah.
And you mentioned the Pretoria Hotel there. I was reading in the Advertiser that there's concerns that that levy won't necessarily protect the hotel or the bowling club and a few other businesses. Is there anything that can be done for those organisations?
Our indications are that the bowling club is high enough, and I believe Pretoria are making their own plans to protect the back of their area.
Right. With us at the moment is the newly sworn-in Mid-Murray Mayor, Simone Bailey. We're talking about the River Murray flood response. Do you predict that there'll have to be many people moving out of their shacks? I know through the whole River Murray region, it's expected, depending on the flows, about 4,000, or there'll be several thousand people having to evacuate. Do you know what the situation is in the Mid-Murray Council region?
Yeah, we're thinking our predictions are with 1,000 to maybe 1,500.
And now it's good to hear that there is some assistance. Obviously, if people can make their own arrangements, that's advisable. But there are some opportunities to get rent assistance, up to $2,000 for singles, $5,000 for families who aren't insured, who are displaced. You know, you can also prepare your property with sandbags and other defences. Any other thoughts or comments on how people can prepare or be supported during this time if they're worried about their shacks being inundated?
Yeah, I think get as much advice as you can. The SES are the lead agency, and I think they're doing a fabulous job, and all of the assistance that the state government is providing is really welcomed. I believe we'll have some relief centres set up in the next few weeks, which should be able to help people get some information.
And do you encourage people to come and spend any time in the region? You know, because it's sort of a balancing act between safety and also not totally neglecting these towns.
Definitely. Our regions have all really hit hard over the COVID times when people weren't allowed out. So this was going to be their first normal summer after the COVID recovery. So they're all going to be hit pretty hard. So if you can safely come to the region, any Riverland region, I think it's wonderful to do. And it will be something that you may not ever see again in your lifetime. The reason for our Marianne Reserve levy is so that people can still come and enjoy that area, but also a quick recovery afterwards. We don't have to do much cleanup.
Yeah, the levy will be good, right? Because that has the potential to completely save a huge amount of the town.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any other thoughts or things that we should be aware of as we continue in our efforts to avoid a catastrophe in the Mid-Murray region?
No, I think just prepare and act. listen to advice and just keep safe.
Yeah. And any other, aside from the River Murray stuff, Simone Bailey, do you have any hopes and dreams for the future, any aspirations to get anything done on a large scale into the future for the Mid-Murray?
Look, we have a significant area. We're a regional council covering about 6,000 square kilometres with only 9,000 population. So we've got 17 towns and all of the towns feel a little bit left out. So what I want to do is community focus with our new elected members, get down and find out from them what they want and listen and act.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your time today and all the best into the coming weeks and months.
Thank you very much.